When Drew agreed to meet Tripp at the gym for a game of one-on-one, which didn't happen often with both of their crazy schedules, he hadn't intended on discussing his encounter with Georgia. But considering she was occupying too much of his brain power, he decided to talk about the evening with his brother to hopefully clear his head. He glanced at Tripp. "Do you remember Elliot Eastman, the dick colleague I told you about that's always resented my success?" Tripp didn't have to think long. "Oh, yeah. The one who nearly had an aneurysm when you bagged the $8 billion merger between Gold Logistics and Capstone over him?" Drew nodded, even though their rivalry encompassed so much more than that one client. It went back to their law school years, but acquiring that huge corporation hadn't helped matters. The contention between the two of them had always been instigated by Elliot, who never missed an opportunity to belittle Drew, which was ironic since Drew came out on top more often than not. "Ah, so you do listen when I talk to you," Drew said to Tripp, then finished off his water. His brother chuckled. "Sometimes, but in this case, it's hard to forget the accomplishment that puts you on the fast track to making partner. So, what about Elliot Eastman?" Drew leaned forward and braced his forearms on his knees. "He was there last night with a woman I assumed was his date." His mind went back to the first moment he'd seen Georgia accompanying Elliot as he made the rounds during cocktail hour. Drew's first thought had been, what was a beauty like her doing with a schmuck like Elliot? And she was beautiful. He'd been captivated by her pretty face with delicate features and expressive blue eyes, made more prominent with her blonde hair swept into some kind of stylish updo. She'd worn a modest black cocktail dress, but there was no missing her full breasts, curvy hips, and long, slender legs that inspired all sorts of dirty thoughts. So when he'd seen her alone at the dessert table, Drew figured there was no harm in talking to her, and if their interaction irritated Eastman, he'd count it as a bonus. He thought she'd be nothing more than a flighty piece of arm candy, or a spoiled socialite, but quickly realized how wrong that presumption had been. "Hey, where'd you go?" his brother asked, dragging Drew's thoughts away from Georgia. So much for talking about her to get his mind back on track. He gave his head a shake. "I'll admit I might have approached her when she was alone for the sole purpose of annoying the douchebag, and I'd only intended to flirt with her a bit. But then she told me that Elliot wasn't her boyfriend, so I asked her to dance." In the short 20 minutes he'd been in Georgia Brooks's presence, he'd been introduced to a sophisticated woman who came across as strong, intelligent, and mature. Yet there had been a few times when she'd also given him a look into underlying self-doubts that surprised him. He would have missed those nuances had he not been paying such close attention to the emotion in her eyes, her revealing expression, and her soft voice. He wasn't lying when he said she intrigued him, more than was probably wise.